Hi, I'm Mike.
I'm Isabella.
And this is the Music Radio Creative Podcast, Season 3. We're mixing things up a little bit here. We're kind of having debates about, well, you could say they're hot topics in the industry or just things that are on people's minds.
Yeah, or people that, well, things that are on our minds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And last week was actually a good one when we were talking about Mac or PC. That's Mac. Always a hotly debated subject.
That's right. Yeah, when it comes to audio production.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Mac or PC. Yeah. And today we are talking about headphones. And
when it comes to audio production.
When it comes to audio production.
Or in general.
Whether it's you should have them, whether they add value.
Yes.
So, Mike, what do you think?
Should you spend loads of money on professional headphones or just get really cheap headphones? I'm going to take a surprising tact on this podcast, but I actually think you can get away with like cheaper headphones if you want.
So, hang on a second. A few episodes back, you were telling a great Yoda quote, you either do or you don't, right? There is no try. So why the heck should you compromise and buy cheap headphones and try to get away with that?
No, because it's not affecting the quality of your sound of the final output, is it, right? So if we're talking about audio production, even if we're talking about voiceover, right? When we're recording the podcast, yes, we have, we both are wearing a pair of DT770 Pros, which are fantastic. I mean, you can really hear your voice very nicely through the headphones. You can hear every little sound in the studio. It's great. So, yeah, I agree. The more you spend on headphones, the better.
The better
experience for you as a person. But for the person listening to this podcast or for the person receiving your piece of audio production, it's not going to affect them what headphones you were wearing when you were producing.
I was just going to say, Mike, should I bring you your little headphones?
I was just about to mention that myself. I was going to say, if you want to get my headphones, I've got some, I think they're Marley headphones. They're really good, actually.
Oh, so hang on. They are really good. They are not cheap.
Yeah, but I bought them at the airport when we were flying somewhere, and they cost about 19 quid. And, you know, they've served me very well. I mean, I use them on the treadmill in the morning. I get nice dynamic range, nice bass in there, so... Yeah, if I wanted to do a quick bit of audio production, particularly if, you know, I'm sitting on the train or I'm sitting on a plane with my iPad or my MacBook and I'm doing a bit of audio production, I don't really want to be wearing a pair of DT770s in an airplane,
but
why
not?
Yeah, I could, but...
Come on, how much do they cost, the ones that we have at the moment?
DT770s, I think they are around... In fact, I've got no idea, so I'm going to need to drag up Amazon to find exactly how much they cost. But I know, for instance, like I say, the Marley headphones I bought in the airport were £19, probably around $25, and they work really well. Now, one thing I will say is they don't really isolate noise. So Beyerdynamic Dynamic DT770 Pro headphones are just shy of the £100 mark, so around £95 presently, on Amazon.
See, I genuinely think that it is helpful. I mean, I remember, okay, there is a story. Mm. I remember that was a good few years ago, because we kind of evolved with our working spaces, right? So obviously you always had your studio.
Yes.
I started off with just having my laptop. It used to be a PC laptop, by the way. Then I've upgraded to a MacBook at some point. And then we actually bought the big standing... The MacBook Pro is the...
iMac.
The iMac.
Yes.
There it is. Sorry. See, this
the
is
one
how
with
technical.
The screen and the hard disk inside the screen.
The screen, that's the one. So then I upgraded to that. And I remember listening to some of the end audio production. And... I remember listening through the speakers coming out of that, and you said to me, you cannot do that. You can't do that. You need to have proper headphones to do it. And then I remember suddenly on my desk, there they were, the DT770 landed on my desk, and you said, you've got to use those. Do not dare listening on anything else. So why is that?
Yeah, but you were listening on a pair of tinny internal speakers. I mean, that's terrible, because you really can't hear anything that's going on.
So why did you not tell me, come on, just connect your headphones that you are using for your treadmill? Gotcha. You see, I think that you cannot get away with cheap headphones. I think that you should have good quality ones, because it does make a difference to listening to the end audio. So I think that you can pick up more that way than you would with a teeny
Totally. But if you're just working on something on the go, then maybe all you need is a pair of cheap headphones. But when you get back to your studio, I would always recommend, anyway, listening to your piece of audio production or piece of music or whatever it is you're producing on multiple different headphones and speakers, right? So maybe you do a little bit of production in those headphones and then you move over to your studio monitors to make sure you didn't miss anything. And you think, oh, that didn't sound right. So you go back and do an edit.
I know what it is.
What's that?
Not everyone is such a great audio producer like you are, because you actually can tell whether audio sounds good or not by looking at it. And that's an art and skill in its own. And there are not many people who can do that, right? So for you, mister, yes, I can go with my little headphones. But actually for majority of people who, you know, maybe are not there yet, I think that they do need good headphones.
You flatter. I mean, yeah.
But that's right. You literally can produce without listening to audio, Mike. Come on, just...
If we are talking about good headphones, then I would prioritize other bits of kit before I get onto the headphones. So I would say, if I had to choose between spending money on a pair of really decent studio monitors or spending money on a set of really good headphones, I would definitely opt for the studio monitors over the headphones. So maybe what I'm saying here is that I don't think, you know, having expensive headphones is a huge priority at first. So, I mean,
so
there you go.
I wonder what your opinion is, dear listener. What headphones do you use? You know, did you prioritize? Let us know. We would love to know. And you can let us know through Twitter. At Isabella Russell.
At I Mike Russell. And by the way, Isabella is spelled I-Z-A-B-E-L-A. Isabella Russell.
I'm still trying to come up with like a witty way to sort of give you a reminder.
It's taken you a fair few episodes now, Isabella.
It has.
We'll get there.
It really has. But we will get there.
So headphones, I mean, like, for instance, we are talking now on these professional headphones, but what are the majority of our podcast listeners listening to this podcast on? Earpieces, earbuds.
Yeah, but a podcast is different to, like, you know, sophisticated audio production.
Is it, though?
It is.
Yes, maybe a little bit. But anyway, we will talk to you on the next episode of the Music Radio Creative Podcast. If you want to look up the show notes to this and leave a comment there, we'd also appreciate that at podcast.musicradiocreative.com/S3E5.